Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips and teach me your decrees.
Your word.
Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness forever.
Your word, O Lord, is a lantern to light our way. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let your word, Father, be a lamp for our feet and a light to our path, so that we may understand what you wish to teach us and follow the path your light marks out for us.
Your word, O Lord, is a lantern to light our way. Alleluia.
When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia.
When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia.
Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone.
When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia.
He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips.
When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia.
O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me.
When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm.
When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia.
And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay.
When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia.
You will show me the path of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever.
When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, uphold those who hope in you, and give us your counsel, so that we may know the joy of your resurrection and deserve to be among the saints at your right hand.
When I see your face, O Lord, I shall know the fullness of joy. Alleluia.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Alleluia.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Alleluia.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Alleluia.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Alleluia.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Alleluia.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians. May God our Father give you peace and grace. We always give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in our prayers for you because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you bear toward all the saints, moved as you are by the hope held in store for you in heaven. You heard of this hope through the message of truth. The gospel, which has come to you, has borne fruit and has continued to grow in your midst as it has everywhere in the world. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
His splendor reaches far beyond the heavens.
May the name of the Lord be praised.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart. Alleluia."
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart." Alleluia.
God aids and protects the people he has chosen for his inheritance. Let us give thanks to him and proclaim his goodness.
Lord, we trust in you.
We pray for our Pope and for all our bishops.
Protect them and in your goodness make them holy.
Lord, we trust in you.
May the sick feel their companionship with the suffering Christ
and know that they will enjoy his eternal consolation.
Lord, we trust in you.
In your goodness, have compassion on the homeless.
Help them to find proper housing.
Lord, we trust in you.
In your goodness, give and preserve the fruits of the earth,
so that each day there may be bread enough for all.
Lord, we trust in you.
Lord, you attend the dying with great mercy.
Grant them an eternal dwelling.
Lord, we trust in you.
To these prayers, we pause to add the intercessions of our own hearts. Let us pray.
Lord, we trust in you.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.